Kurra manda lirebeshi kia nanana manso kurra mandala la mansaye. O kurra mandele lebeshi kia ndore nerebe kia ndala la mansi kiria ndala mansore. Randala la manso kurra mandala la mansi kiria ndala la manse kia ramansea. Hallelujah, Jesus. E kia da baba rosende lerebe kia nanana mansa lerebe si kia rondore mandiri andaye. Hallelujah, Father, aman soko raman diribe shikia rana man sia. Hallelujah, we welcome your presence, O God, raman shikia andabashe. We thank you, O Lord God, for continuing to rule and to reign over this line, to rule and to reign over this initiative, Father. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, O Lord God, for the leading of your spirit today as you lead us, Father, into prayer and a time, O God, of consecration, a time of communion, O God, a time of setting aside time to spend with you, to be in your presence. So we thank you, Father God, for allowing our spirit, O God, to connect with you, connect with one another. We open ourselves up again to hear and to be moved by your spirit in Jesus' name. Welcome to 60 for 60. We are still pressing into prayer, pressing in to hearing what the Lord has to say to us during our 60 for 60 initiative. My name is Apostle Fash, and I am here standing in for Apostle Ava today. I just want to welcome everyone in as we posture ourselves for prayer and intercession. Today, I'm going to just pray. I'm going to do intercession, and I am going to pray into what Prophet Zipporah taught and prayed this morning. She taught on intercession, and it was a really amazing teaching. So if you did not get a chance to hear that teaching, you will get a chance to hear it tomorrow as it will be posted on our website. You can go and listen to the replay, but I'm just going to just pray into that, continue to pray into that word in prayer. And our target today is going to be for God to form us into intercessors. So I just want you to prepare your spirit. Just begin to connect with God as we go into prayer, praying into that target. Again, our target is for the Lord to continue to form us and shape us into his intercessors. Hallelujah. Father, we lift your name today. We magnify your name. We exalt you. We extol you. You are awesome. You are mighty. Oh God, your greatness is unsearchable. We continue to lift your name high as we posture ourselves as your sons, as your daughters, as your intercessors in the earth. Father, we thank you, God, for your continuous leading of your spirit, for your spirit and your spirit alone shall lead us and guide us into all truth today. Father, as we come, oh God, continuing to pray, oh God, until you continue to form us into more of yourself, forming us into the intercessors, oh God, that you have called and purposed us to be in the name of Jesus. We come gathered together, oh God, in one body. We come in one spirit. We come, oh God, as one altar unto you in the name of Jesus. And we declare your word, oh God, as it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and you will heal the land. Father, we thank you for your word. So we come now, Lord God, as your people that you have called for such a time as this. We come humbly before you. We come, oh God, with, oh God, a spirit, a posture of prayer, oh God, a posture of seeking your face today. We come, Lord God, even in a posture from turning from our wicked ways. So, Father, we repent right now, God, for anything, oh God, that we have done or said or thought out of the realm of your holiness, Father. We confess that unto you, and we thank
thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus that purges us, that cleanses us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and for your spirit that helps us to turn in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, as we have come postured and turned from these things, oh God, we thank you for inclining your ear to hear us today. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we lay aside every distraction right now. We lay aside every sin, every heavy weight which so easily beset us, oh God. We lay aside every form of pride. We lay aside every form of performance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we want your presence. So wash us, purify us, and align us again. In the name of Jesus, we know, God, that we want to continue to ascend, oh God, from glory to glory. And your word says that who shall ascend? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. So God, we thank you for cleansing our intentions and our motives in this moment, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Remove every agenda, oh God, that has not been, oh God, birthed from heaven in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for brooding and hovering over us today, hovering over this lie in the name of Jesus. As your word says that the Spirit in my soul also helpeth our infirmities, that the Spirit also maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So, Father, we come, oh God, asking and declaring that you would teach us to pray, oh God, beyond the place of our own intellect, oh God. Teach us, oh God, how to pray beyond the place of our emotion and our feeling, oh God. Teach us how to pray, oh God, from the Spirit realm in the name of Jesus. Teach, oh God, us how to pray, oh God, and posture ourselves under the spirit of intercession in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we yield today. We yield our voices unto you again. We yield our ears unto you again. We yield our hearts, oh God, unto you again. Form us, oh God. Shape us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, break us into to burden today. Teach us, Lord God, what a burden of the Lord is, and break us into burdens today, God. We do not ask for things, oh God, that does not matter to you, but Father, as your intercessors in the earth, we ask for your burden today. So, Father, form in us the burden of intercession. May it sit, oh God, in our spirit. May it sit, oh God, in our spiritual womb in the name of Jesus. And as your word says in Nehemiah 1:4, oh God, when Nehemiah heard of the broken walls, it says that he sat down and he wept and he mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven, oh God. Father, I declare that as we are here, postured as your intercessors, that you will give us a Nehemiah's heart today in the name of Jesus. Oh God, may we be moved, oh God, in the Mansokura Manshekia Namasha, as you move Nehemiah. Let the condition, oh God, the conditions that we see in the earth move us, oh God. Let the condition of families move us, God. Let the condition, oh God, of the church move us, Father. Let the condition, oh God, of our cities and our regions move us in the name of Jesus. Father, remove every form of apathy, oh God. Remove every form of spiritual laziness, oh God. Remove every form of indifference, Father, in the name of Jesus. Remove every form, Rakanda Bandolia Namashe, Kia Namashe, for being desensitized, oh God, to the things that we see and we hear that is happening, oh God, in the earth, in the name of Jesus. We come to you again, oh God, asking, oh God, that you will make us pliable, Father. Father, that our hearts, oh God, will be made pliable unto you. That our hearts, oh God, will be hearts of flesh, Father, so you can do, oh God, what you need to do in us and through us, according to your divine will, in the name of Jesus. And as your word says, and as you saw a man among them, that they shall make up a hedge and stand in the gap before you in the last. So Lord, here we are, once again yielding and surrendering. Father, we volunteer, oh God, ourselves to stand in the gap. We volunteer ourselves, oh God, to watch, oh God, and as well as pray. So break our hearts, oh God, for what breaks yours in the name of Jesus. Oh God, every place, oh God, and things that you feel. Father God, we come, oh God, we are Namanso, as you are making us, oh God, into more of who you are, more of your character, Father. Oh God, break our hearts for what breaks yours. Father, give us, oh God, holy anguish, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And may intercession, oh God, no longer be, oh God, a place where we come, oh God, from reaction, oh God, but I declare, God, that intercession will be formed in us, oh God, that it will become, oh God, a place of proactivity, oh God, that it will become, oh God, our natural reflex, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So teach us, oh Lord God, the ways of prayer. Teach us, oh God, the formation of intercession in the name of Jesus. Teach us, oh God, travail. Father, we cry out. Oh God, we want to learn your ways. We want to learn, oh God, how we should form ourselves, oh God, to be more spirit-led even in our prayers. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh Lord God. Oh God, that you are forming more of Christ in us. And form Christ through us in others. In the name of Jesus, teach us to travail, oh God. Teach us how to spiritual labor, Father. Oh God, let us not give up, oh God, in our prayers prematurely, oh Lord God, as you are growing us up in the faith. I declare, God, that a spiritual maturity, oh God, will hit us like never before, oh God. Father God, and you will push us, oh God, and birth us, Father God, into the place, oh God, that you have called us, oh God, and purposed us to be. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that your word says in Isaiah 62:6-7, that ye that make mention of the Lord keep not silence and give him no rest, oh God. So, Father, I thank you, God, that even as we're on this initiative, you have been forming us the whole time. And God, by the end of these 60 days, you will make us the watchmen, oh God, that you see us to be. Father God, that you will set us upon walls and you will wake us, God, in the night seasons, oh God. And God, that our flesh will not overpower us. But Father, since we've been postured, oh God, in surrendering and yielding, our spirit man will begin to carry us, oh God, into the places, oh God, that you desire for us to be in the name of Jesus. Your word says, God, that men are always to pray and not faint. So, Father, I break every spirit that comes to cause us to faint. I declare that every spirit that comes to drain the very life out of us so we cannot do, oh God, and say and pray and intercede, oh God, the way that you have called us and purposed us. I command it to loose your people in the name of Jesus. And I declare strength. Oh God, strengthen our endurance in prayer. Build our stamina in intercession, oh God. Break every spirit and every form of weariness in the name of Jesus. Break every form of distraction in the name of Jesus. Break spiritual dullness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and sharpen us, oh God. Sharpen us, oh God, in our discernment. Sharpen us, oh God, in the spirit realm. Oh God, let us pray, God, until we see breakthrough. Let us pray, God, until we see manifestation. Let us pray, Father, until we see chains break in the name of Jesus. Let us pray until we see destinies awaken in your people and over the people that we are praying for, over the cities, over the regions, over the body of Christ, oh God. Oh God, we stand, oh God, as your intercessors, praying and watching and believing, God, in the name of Jesus. Impart your discernment even the more. Impart your your authority even the more. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we, oh God, will see more and more intercessors' eyes be open. Father, I declare that the intercessors' eyes, spiritual eyes and ears be open right now. In the name of Jesus, for we know that intercessors must see. In the name of Jesus, your word says he that spiritually judges all things, open our spiritual eyes, oh God. Sharpen our spiritual discernment, Father. Let us recognize what is flesh and what is spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. And when we recognize it, Father, give us the wisdom, give us the strategy, give us the words, oh God, that you want us to release concerning it, Father, for we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So teach us how to war, even in the spirit, oh God. Your word says that you teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. So, Father, we are here, oh God, as your intercessors, ready, oh God, to be trained, ready to be shaped and formed in the spirit. Teach us, oh God, how to strategize in prayer. Teach us strategic prayer. Teach us governmental intercession by way of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And according to your word, it says, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth, it shall be loose in heaven. So, Father, today we come, oh God, in faith, receiving our kingdom keys. We receive it, oh God, with our spirit open, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we bind what heaven binds, and we loose what heaven loose in the name of Jesus. Father, clothe us today with boldness, according to Acts 4 and 31, in the name of Jesus. Fill us, oh God, into everything, oh God, shakes within us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Establish us, Father, as your watchmen, oh God, and as your, the ones that will keep covenant with you and with one another. So, Father, as we are here, God, no matter what level of prayer and intercession, oh God, we fall in, Father, we know that we all, oh God, are intercessors, oh God, but Father, let us accept, God, the mantle of prayer. Let us accept the mantle, oh God, of intercession. Oh God, we come embracing it today. Father, we don't push it away, but Father, we embrace it in the name of Jesus. And I declare your word from Isaiah 59:16. It says, he that there was no man, he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. So, Father, we will not be an amansa out of place in this season. We stand, oh God, in place. We stand, oh God, at the right place, at the right time, at all times in this season. Let it be never said that our generation, that there was no one to pray in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let it not be said that there was no one in place, that there was no one to make up the hedge and pray in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as you set, oh God, a new fire upon us, oh God, Father, I declare that our homes, oh God, are becoming altars of intercession for you. God, I declare that marriages are becoming altars of intercession for you. I declare, God, that families are becoming altars of intercession for you. I declare, Father, that ministries, oh God, are becoming altars of intercession for you continuously, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So God, make us fervent, Father, in the name of Jesus. May we carry, oh God, the fire on our altar that will never burn out. Make us consistent in the name of Jesus. Make us righteous, oh God, through Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for moving amongst us today. We accept your charge. We receive your charge. We receive your thrust. We receive your words. God, ignite every personal altar on this line. In the name of Jesus, as I declare that we will no longer go through the motions of a thing, but Father, even as we come, oh God, to you, oh God, on our personal time, Father, that we will make real connection, that real intimacy will hit us, that we will know you in a place of closeness for real. So Father, I seal this prayer today. We, oh God, surrender in the name of Jesus. And according to Isaiah 6:8, I say, here I am. Send me. Come into agreement with that word. Tell the Lord, here I am. Send me. I will be your intercessor, Father. I will be your prayer watchman in the earth. In the name of Jesus. So send us, God. Oh God, into families, oh God. Send us, God, as intercessors into the workplaces, oh God. Send us, God, oh God, into the nations, oh God, as intercessors, oh God, through prayer. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that intercession becomes first in our lives in the name of Jesus, and that you are forming us, oh God, as watchmen, you are setting us on the wall, oh God, you are keeping us, oh God, in the night seasons, oh God, to watch, oh God, in the name of Jesus, may all forms of slumber fall off of us, and when we hear you call, oh God, even if it's in the night season, Father, we will rise, oh God, and we will hear and heed and pray through what you desire for us to pray through in the earth. So stretch us, Father, deepen us, oh God, mature us in the name of Jesus, until we do not just pray, but we become prayer, we embody prayer in the name of Jesus, until we not just intercede, but we live in the realm as intercessors in the name of Jesus. Continue to raise us up, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that as you have come and you have released this prayer, Father, that it will manifest, oh God, in the earth, and it will manifest through us as the ones who would demonstrate, the ones who would demonstrate in the mighty name of Jesus. I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to open up the line, and I'm going to give the apostles, the prophets, pastors, anyone who is here who would like to say something, who is led to say something, who have a testimony, the line is open for you now to speak. Hallelujah. Well, if no one has anything to say, I'm just going to make a couple of announcements. I do would like to thank you all for joining the line on today. Ensure that you are still spending your time with the Lord in the evening hours, 20 minutes. That's the minimum. You can go however you're led. And we'll be back here on the line corporately in the morning at 5 a.m. Also, don't forget that the recordings are available on www.sentmiami.com. You can find the recordings from previous teachings and previous prayers up until now. The ones that are today, please allow it 24 hours to be uploaded on our website. And I believe that is all the announcements that we do have. I believe that's it. So I thank you all for joining us today. If all hearts and minds are clear, I'm going to go ahead and release the line. More grace.